This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. It's not every day a city leader is in the midst of a roadside shootout, but that's what happened to Birmingham Mayor William Bell Friday night as his security detail drove along I-2059. The mayor is okay, but the lack of detailed information from police about the incident is prompting a critical eye. We talk about that with Kyle Whitmire. He's a local political reporter with the Birmingham News. A bit congested today, but here nevertheless. Kyle, thanks for coming in despite the trouble.
Thanks for having me.
So what happened Friday night?
Well, I mean, it seems like the mayor was just in the wrong place at the wrong time. His security detail was taking him home from a fundraiser when a car started firing at a car next to him, and, you know, one thing led to another, and suddenly they're in a high-speed chase. They go out onto the interstate. The car crashes. His security detail gets into a firefight with the people in the other car. You know, this sort of thing happens. It just doesn't happen with the mayor involved. You know, but the what has made this a little, you know, hard to get past is that the police department is not really being forthcoming with the details, like the names of the people who are in the car. And, you know, when you have something like this and you have these gaps in the public record, people begin filling them in that, you know, if they'll make up stuff. And that's what we're trying to avoid here and just sort of, you know, get the details and move on.
So this situation of police not being forthcoming with some of those details, is this a case of this really is standard operating procedure, or this is just such a high-profile person involved in this case, the public deserves more?
I mean, I think it's a little bit of both. I mean, the police department is pretty, you know, plays these things close to the vest, but typically we would have found out who the suspects are at this point.
Well, a long legal fight between a City of Birmingham accountant and Mayor William Bell's office appears to have ended, and it's ended with the accountant being invited back to work. Give us an overview of this case of Virginia Spital.
You know, she was pushed out as soon as this administration came into office. They fired her, alleging that she was guilty of racial discrimination. It went to the Jefferson County Personnel Board. They said there was no evidence of that, and insisted that she be hired back. She was hired back very briefly and fired almost immediately for, you know, not blowing the whistle or sounding the alarm on, you know, accounting issues during Larry Langford's tenure. And, you know, this thing's been tied up. It's become ridiculous. I mean, it seemed that there was some sort of axe that the administration had to grind with her, and it was clear that she was probably going to win this in the end, and they finally cried uncle and are now hiring her back.
So this has gone on for several years. Is this really over?
I guess we'll find out soon enough. I mean, she may get in the door and be shown the door one more time. Who knows?
Well, a name long familiar in Alabama political circles is coming back into the public eye. After being found not guilty in two federal corruption trials, Milton McGregor plans to reopen his Victory Land Casino in Macon County, and he says he'll have new electronic bingo machines. Kyle, are we headed back to the same fight that we saw a couple of years ago over electronic bingo?
I think we are. I mean, this guy is very, very stubborn, and he's not going to give up, and he apparently still has some deep pockets and some resources that he can draw on. I mean, we have seen the state authorities saying they're still going to challenge these machines in other places, and I expect that we will it'll be the same thing all over again.
Well, if we do get that legal battle, you know, now we have Republican leaders throughout state government. We've got Attorney General Luther Strange, who says these machines are illegal everywhere in Alabama. Can Milton McGregor hope for anything other than the same result he's seen already?
Well, I mean, we've seen for years and years and years this sort of legal contortionism of these, how these machines work, and, you know, how they sort of bend around the law. And I think that we'll continue to see that at Victory Land in the future.
Kyle Whitmire is a local political reporter with the Birmingham News. Kyle, thanks for talking with us.
Thanks for having me.